Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 15th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis, Shushan Purim Kotan. Masechta Peya, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Yud, Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnahs, we learned that an Omer, a bundle that has two saw in it, or standing grain that has two saw in it, are not subject as the law to the laws of Shikah. It's too big to be called something that you've forgotten and leave for the Oni. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that if you have cut grain and standing grain or growing grain, which are next to each other, you can't say, oh, they're joined together to make up two saw and therefore it won't be Shikha. No, we don't say that. And if both of them are forgotten, then both of them are considered Shikha and must be left for the Oni. And the same thing applies, as we'll soon see, to fruits and to vegetables. Sa'at vua kura, says the Mishnah, if you have a saw of produce which has been cut, and you have another saw of grain that's growing still, and both are next to each other, so together you've got two saw of produce, half growing and half cut, and he forgot both of them, or in a tree, with regards to a fruit tree. You forgot two saw fruits, half of them, one saw of them was still growing on the tree, and half of them were cut, or were already detached from the grounds and lying on the ground next to the tree. V'hashum v'habitzolim. Similarly, if you forget garlic and or onions, a saw of garlic was cut, a saw of garlic was growing. A saw of onions was cut, a saw of garlic was growing. A saw of onion was growing. That's how some learn. Others learn that what the Mishnah means is that there was a saw of cut of garlic and a saw of onions, and the two of them don't join together because they're two different varieties. In all of these cases, we're talking about where he forgot both of them. And the Mishnah says, Einon mitstarfin l'sosayim. They will not join together to form two saw of produce so that it remains in the property of the landowner. We don't say that. Eloshel animim. They do belong to the poor. They do have a din of shikha, and therefore must be left for the Oni. Mishnah mentions three cases, one of grain, one with fruits, and one regards to vegetables. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imbos Rishus HaOni Ba'amtza, if there is something that belongs to the poor that's interrupting between one saw and the other saw, for example, there's a bit of leket of the gleanings that when he were dropped as he was collecting it, and a bit of the gleanings of the harvest was in between the saw of grain that was cut and the saw that wasn't a grain, or peret in the case of kerem, then einon mitstarfin, they weren't joined together for make up two saw, and all of it will belong to the poor. However, v'imlav, if there's nothing of the oni in between, nothing interrupting, and they have a, even though there's one saw of grain cut and one saw of grain that's growing, el hare el mitstarfin, they will join together, they will, and to make that up the two saw, and they will not have a din of shikha. So Rabbi Yossi is giving more power to the landowner. He's saying that the landowner does not have to leave it for the oni. It's not shikha, even though half is cut and half is growing, as long as there's nothing of the oni in between. And therefore, for example, when it comes to fruits of the tree, since you can't have anything of the oni in between, because leket and peret don't apply to a tree, peret applies only to vines, grapes, leket applies to when you drop it as you're harvesting the grain, and therefore because of that, they will join. Cut fruit and growing fruit next to each other will join to the shear of a tusar, and the landowner keeps it and does not leave it for the oni. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that under all circumstances, whether or not the property of the oni is in between or not, they will not join together. Cut grain and growing grain will not join together to make the shear of two saw so that it won't be shikha. We don't say that. It still will be shikha. Mishnah Yod. Tavua shenitna l'shachas. If you have grain that was harvested for shachas, for fodder, for animal food, usually cut a little bit earlier than fully ripe. Oilaluma, or he designated it, he's reserving this crop to use it to tie up other bundles. V'chein ba'gudei hashum, so also with bundles of garlic. You have beds of garlic that have been grown specifically to tie up other garlics in his field. Or if you have little bundles of garlic and onions, which he intends to make into bigger bundles. In all these cases, ein lahan shikha, there's no din of shikha. Why? Because in the first case, the case where he's harvesting it for animal fodder, it doesn't have a din of shikha, because shikha is for crops which are for human consumption, and which is going to be bundled. This is never going to be bundled. It's animal food. If it's produce that's collected for luma, for tying up other bundles, similarly, if it's bundles of a garlic, there's no din of shikha, because again, they're not growing for, or they're not designated for human consumption. They're really used for shimush, for using it for other things, and therefore there's no gemar malacha here. There's no completion of the malacha here, and therefore there's no din of shikha. Similarly, bundles of garlic and onions, there's no din of shikha, because these small bundles are not the gemar malacha, are not the completion of the activity, because he's going to do more activity by making them to bigger bundles. And as we learned earlier on, the din of shikha only applies when you're coming to the last stage of the bundling, or the gemar malacha, as it's called. V'chol ha'tmunim ba'aretz, continues the Mishnah, anything that's buried in the ground. You have vegetables whose leaves or whose stalks are edible, but they're in the ground. Kigon haluf, v'hashum, v'habtzolim. For example, the luf onion, a very type of very, very sharp onion, garlic, v'habtzolim, and regular onions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and all of those things, what's the halacha? There is shikha applicable if they're buried in the ground. Here we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lahem shikha. He says there's no din of shikha. When he's pulling out these vegetables, he forgot one particular stalk and didn't pull it out of the ground, he can come back and take it. It's not subject to the laws of shikha. What's the reason? Rabbi Yehuda learns because it says with regard to the din of shikha, v'shochachto Omer basode. If you forget a sheaf in the field, Rabbi Yehuda says in the field. In the field is something that's goli, something that's open. To exclude something that's buried in the under the ground, even if you forget to take it up, it's not called shikha. Won't apply. The chachamim omrim, the chacham say yesh lahem shikha. There is a din of shikha for anything that's buried in the ground. According to their opinion, the word basade implies in the field to include the tamun. It includes that which is buried in the field, not excluding. The Yerushalmi explains the reason for the chachamim, why they hold that it's included, is because it says, "Kisikzo ktsircha besodecha," when you harvest in your field. And the word "ktsircha," your harvest, seems to imply only what's revealed, what's open. And then you've got the word "sodcha," which implies what's open as well, to exclude something that's hidden. We have what's called two miyotim, two forces of exclusion. We have the ketzircha to exclude what's buried, and sodecha to exclude what's buried in the ground. And we have a rule, whenever you have two miyotim in a row, two exclusions in a row, it actually does the opposite. It actually adds, almost a bit like two negatives make a positive. And that's why the Chacham hold that the Torah, in fact, is including the tamun in the din of shikha, and the farmer has to leave it for the poor, even if it's something that he forgot to pull up from under the ground.